We kunnen dit niet helemaal op waarheid peilen nog. Dus bel vooral even naar de radio om alles erover te vertellen wat daar aan de gang is. Er zijn een aantal politiepetten en een aantal paarden zitten volgen. Well, there is now maybe we just heard from a message a demonstration going from the central station to the Dam Square from Kurdish people. So if you know something about it, call to the radio because we're not sure about what's really happening there. Well, then now we're going to have an interview with the writers of the Handbuch der Kommunikation Guerilla, the book about communication guerilla. This is an interview with Lutte Blisset and Sonja Brunsels. Sorry if I don't pronounce it right. And tonight they're going to have their book presentation in the Latin America Center. But first you're going to ask them some questions. I'd like to welcome you first in the studio here. And I wanted to start with the question. The book shows a lot of variety in the communication guerrilla by different groups in different countries. And maybe you would like to give some examples of this variety in the communication guerrilla.
Yes, first perhaps we have to say that the book is a result of thinking about the possibilities of left politics all over the world, and perhaps we can talk about several points. I think the two main points is what about the book about is first what we can do against the media power and this and on the other side, and this could be an actual point here in Amsterdam. What is to do against the power of in the street of the state of the police, and what you can do against it? And perhaps we say that it is a reflection of the book is a result of the reflection of traditional political militants in the streets, and in the book there is one example which we could tell you. It's an example of the history of in the year 67, and this could illustrate what is communication guerrilla.
Yeah, for example, the there was a demonstration in
67.
Yeah, in 67, where the demonstrant, the people disguised as normal peasants, walking down the street, and looked like they were going to shop, were going shopping, and on a special sign they got together and formed a demonstration, and just before the police arrived, they again on a special sign dispersed again. In the street or in the city, so they weren't grappable for the police. Maybe that's possible to do here.
Yeah, you just announced before you were talking that it would be a nice thing to do for the farmers, for example, when they were in the demo, to gather together, and when on the sign to go float away, so they're not recognizable as a demo anymore, and to be catched. Maybe there's something more ideas to give to the people here on the street.
Yes, perhaps the principal idea is not to to search or to look for the confrontation. If you lose, if you have no chance to win such a military situation, because you are too weak and to do something. And the idea is to act in a situation where you have obviously no chance to do something against the system. And I think yesterday it was what was such a situation where you where obviously the police have the power to arrest 200 people, and for this the book contains propositions how to act in another way. And
but is there an option to act in another way, for example last night by the Frankrijk when they were so much enclosed by riot police. Are there then still creative solutions to such a situation?
In this situation, no. Because there is that it's too late, but to avoid such a situation, to prepare actions in another way, and indeed in this moment you have no other chance to act like it is like we have learned it, but if in the book there are lots of examples how you do something other, and yes.
And you call it an other way towards political communication and practice in your book. That's like the general basic on the book I got from article. What would be this other way? How you would describe that? Would it be a more creative way to look to new communication ways, or how we should see this?
I didn't get the question right.
My question is what would be different ways to add to political communication or career communication, for example, something to call something else, or what in general could be an answer?
Maybe it would make sense when you have a politician talking in front of a huge crowd not to try to throw axe at him or something like that. It would be better to make to disturb the what you call cultural grammatic.
What's this cultural grammatic?
That's very difficult. Yeah.
The idea is this cultural grammar means that we in our everyday life, and also the political hegemony is not only you cannot only found it in the paroles or in something like this. That's also the way we live, or the public room is organized. And for example, if you are in a political normal situation where there is a politician and there is a crowd and the politician stands at the microphone and can talk, and the opposition can only use the argument, and the idea is to use such cultural grammar and to not to argument in this situation, but to disturb the cultural grammar. And if you the idea behind this definition is that if you start to argument against the politician, you have lose, because you have accept the cultural grammar and you have accept his power. And the idea is to disturb the situation on another level. For example, there was a situation in Germany in a youth cafe where there comes a politician and said, "Youth could
may ask
the politician," and this means cultural grammar. This is a politician, not the event that you starts to argument against the politician, but this situation may ask is a politician situation, and for this the handbook gives answer how to act against such situation and to avoid that you become. That you are part of the of his situation, of his way to show his power, to show political power in that way, and it's a bit abstract, but it's the idea that, or it's an, the result of an of a discussion about the use of political argumentation in such situation which we have at the moment.
Okay, it makes it clear what's it about. And well, in the book you look comes towards a very optimistic statements that you are not so powerless against this mayor. What make your vote so optimistic by what you just said?
Yeah, there were many, quite a few actions where it was right to use communication guerrilla, and it functioned, and nobody got hurt, nobody got arrested, and we got a message told to people, or made a political gathering not happen, or happen in a way it doesn't function as demonstrating a power of a politician to the people. So it was quite a success doing it, and they were the book uses example made some examples made we used it before writing the book, so some examples were made by us.
Yeah, I also read you tried out some of this communication career yourself. Maybe you would like to give one of these examples what you made yourself.
Yes. First, I want to ask to answer something for your question. We are not sure if every action would be successful.
You have to to be very caution if it doesn't fail and doubles the effect, for example, racism or something like that.
But I think the situation, especially in Germany, I think, is that the people are pessimistic. They are, and that there is a situation where many people say we can do nothing. And I think communication guerrilla makes something with ourselves, because we have the we can show that we can do something, and we are not only not only react. And I think one of the reasons why we can be so optimistic is that, for example, there are the technique of the fakes, and normally the situation is that we react against the political situation, and in this moment you can choose the moment when you start your action, and you not only react and you can do something. And I think in the moment it is quite necessary that the people become a bit more optimistic, and that the book showed them that they can do something. And for example, another example which was quite successful there in 95, there was a demonstration, for example, in Munich, where the Catholic Church protests against a banning from the highest court of Germany, and they want to say that their crucifix is in every school. And the Catholic Church and the and the right political party of the CSU makes a rally, and then they come the typical, and there were both examples at the on the place, the classical political argumentation against the was a transparent against the rally, and there was another group on the place, and which is was have do a theater and about an Islamistic couple, and this Islamistic couple told her solidarity.
Okay, we're gonna intervene for a moment because there is some telephone and we like to give it open about the Kurdish demonstration.
Okay, I'm here on the Herengracht, that's going on the point of the Oude Leliestraat. It's in the center of Amsterdam, and there is about now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of Kurdish people demonstrating. They are coming from, I think, Central Station towards the Raadhuisstraat to go into the center. I will try to look now because I'm somewhere inside, but the whole canal, the whole road beside the canal, along the canal, is full with Kurdish people. And I already saw a bus, a Belgian bus and a German bus with Kurdish flags in it. And they carry along banners, but all kinds. And I think they want to draw attention to their situation in Kurdistan. And that's about what I can say. But they are, the beginning of the demonstration is, I think, at the moment now, almost at the Raadhuisstraat. Any questions?
Yeah, maybe you can find something out. What's their main complaint about the European Union? What makes the situation for them worse, made by this...
I don't know that, actually. But
maybe there is someone likes to tell about it.
Okay, well...
This is it for the moment then about the Kurdish demonstration. And we then keep on going with the interview with the people who wrote a book about communication guerrilla. And there are two people from them in the studio here, Lute Blizet and Sonja Woensels. And we just were asking them some examples which gave an optimistic view how you can... still make some success in this worst political situation. Well, I don't know if you can still add something, have to add something to the last sentences we interview you, or we can go on to another question.
Yeah, we were describing the activities during the protest for the crucifix in the schools. There was a group of people, Islam people, declaring their solidarity for the Catholic Church by dropping papers, flyers, declaring the solidarity of the. The fundamentalistic Islams towards the fundamentalistic Catholics, and saying that the unity between church and the state is important, and they want to show the solidarity, and that was quite that's interesting because in Germany the division between church and the state is clear. So what the church did by this demonstration for the crucifix in the church in the schools was quite a bit of unifying those two powers again. And though this Islamistic group, it wasn't really an Islamistic fanatics, they overemphasized this aspect of the demonstration, and that was the communication guerrilla part of it.
Okay, and I just want to ask for a last question, because I hope just many people will come tonight to ask themselves all the questions and to hear them live about you and about your book. It's going to be to tell in between in English and Dutch and sometimes in German translated, so many people can come. But then as last question, you were telling that you're busy on the internet to make a collection from information. You like to tell something about it?
Yeah, we have a site right here in Amsterdam. It's on contrast.org. It's the address is www.contrast.org/kg, and There we are trying to form an archive, a collection of activities done with communications guerrilla, so everybody can access to, can have access to it and use it on their own. It's like a collection of recipes or something like that, and examples.
So if you want to have some inspiration for the last days, so for making things during the Euro top, then go look on the internet. Maybe you can repeat for once the address.
And again, www.contrast.org/KGKG. Yeah.
Okay, well then this will be it for the interview. Come tonight then to the LAC. It's the Latin America Center. It's on the Nieuwe Heergracht, just in the beginning. On the Amsterdam, there was written it should be in the Houtkopersburgwal 15. Well, it's not going to be there, but from that point will be signs how you can come to the Latin America Center. It's on the Nieuwe Heergracht and it will start at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock now, and there should be a piss-in action at Frankrijk, but this is not going to happen today. It's going to be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Dam Square, just before the big demonstration. So if you are there now, it's useless.
But instead, you can go now to the Kurdish demonstration to show your solidarity with them. We just had a call from them, and they are on the Raadhuisplein. So if you want to go to the street, you can go there.
Fascist man will ever get me out of the land, so understand, fusion plan to stop them with a bomb.